Hey, everyone. So, yeah, my wife says I'm breaking records with these little 4 or 5 minute challenges with the lengthy, winded person I can be. But we're enjoying it. We picked up listeners, great feedback. We're just having a good time. Today, I want to ask questions as it pertains to dreams being fulfilled. And I want to talk about coaching and mentoring and the challenges just up front. You know, do you have anyone in your life that is coaching you or mentoring you that gives you that precious time to help you stay on your journey? I mean, do you know for sure who that person is? If not, we'll talk about that in a minute. I looked up Steve Jobs and what he thought about dreams and coaching. And, you know, this was right before he got fired, I think, from Apple, and certainly before iPhones and all that. He said this. He said, "Being the richest man in the cemetery doesn't matter to me. Going to bed at night saying we've done something wonderful, that's what matters to me." You know, he was known for saying a lot of things about his job, and it was mainly to really help those around him who are already smart and successful become even better and even more successful and be able to go to bed at night knowing that you're doing something wonderful. So do you have anyone in your life that is coaching and mentoring you like that, that gives you that precious time on your journey, you know, that supports your life dreams, that sees them being fulfilled? I just believe everyone needs a coach and a mentor to help them see, like, the reality of where we're headed in life. How do we get there? Things in the way that we may not see, and just so much more. Everyone, believer or a non-believer in Christ, would agree that there are several voices that we live by. A voice that sort of embraces and craves wisdom, and a wisdom that listens and takes steps only towards our dream. And then we have that other voice of unwise recklessness that honestly is often learned behavior from childhood. And it only takes steps away from our dreams. And we've got to learn to unlearn those things. And Solomon knew this before he got old and cranky. So listen to Proverbs 13. Just a little bit of it, because listening is a very important aspect of what Solomon was saying here. And by the way, I have two coaches. One of them wouldn't call themselves a coach, but they are, and the other one knows. And a couple of two mentors. Apparently, God knows that I needed some covering up. So, do you have anyone? Again, the challenge in your life that helps you see reality, or helps you set goals, or help see things that might be a barrier to reaching your dreams, and giving you feedback and criticism, and you appreciate it, helping you know you've done something wonderful, that you're fulfilling your dreams. Everyone needs someone like this in your life. Solomon says this in Proverbs 13, right at verse 12. "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life." And then he goes on to talk about people who don't like to listen to advice, or don't like instruction or criticism, and he just calls them, just kind of a person that's going to get in trouble. And he ends with verse 19. He says, "It is pleasant to see dreams come true, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them." Can you imagine how many people he must have coached, how many dreams he must have seen come true in his life? So I just really, this is the end of it. To those that are self-serving or living in folly today, as he talks about in this proverb, I worry about you. I care about you. And it really does frighten me, the words that you might say when the day comes to say your last words, and where you might spend your forever life. Please consider that today. Because I've heard frightful things when someone's nearing or right at their death. If that hurts, then I encourage you to listen to your heart and go to the person this week that only you know should be your coach or mentor, and ask them to officially do that. Because as soon as you do, reality will set in quickly and true happiness will soon follow. To my generation, people see your wisdom. You may not think it, but people do see your wisdom. And as you make wiser choices and decisions, and as you listen more to God who's put a call in your life, they'll begin to give everything to it. They'll begin to give their time, their resources, their money. They may not even call it wisdom, but they'll notice it. And if you'll commit yourself to listening closely to what they have to say and accepting that feedback and criticism, boy, we'll reach our dreams. They will be fulfilled and happiness will come. Reality will be a great thing. To the generation that's given out that incredible wisdom, thank you so much. You are changing the world. You are helping people go to sleep at night knowing that they are a part of something wonderful. A dream fulfilled is a tree of life. It is pleasant to see dreams come true, Solomon says. Please remember that God gave ears to listen and dreams to be attained. In Psalm 34, he says, "Take delight in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of his heart." In other words, listen. Listen to that first voice of wisdom, which is from God, and it'll lead to the rest. The desires of your heart will be fulfilled. Hope that helps. Have a great week.